Greetings. You're now listening to the most handsome and intellectually superior specimens on Earth. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Starts now.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is where you are. We hope that you're doing well. We're pleased to be able to bring you another episode of I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It. My name is Fresh, and we're thankful that you decided to join us today. Before we get into this week's episode, I'd like to remind you that if you like what you hear, please go to Apple Podcasts and rate our podcast and leave us a comment or two. And now, without further delay, we're going to go ahead and get it rolling. I'd like to introduce my partner, who is a connoisseur of all things cultural. He's my partner, Podcast Crime. Rez, what'd it be like, Mike?
Fresh, I hadn't seen you since the last time I saw you, brother. What's happening with you?
Man, you know what? Part of getting older is waking up in the morning with inexplicable pain.
Aches and pains, bro.
Yeah, so I am trying to figure out how the fuck my back get hurt. When I haven't lifted anything heavier.
That's how it be.
Than a highball glass full of brown. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, you know, put your socks on and next thing you know, you need a hip replacement.
Something, man. I mean, it's this shit is crazy, man. This aging shit is not even funny.
Yeah.
And you know, when they talk about, oh man, you know, 40 is the new 30. I mean, that's spoken like a motherfucker that has never been 40.
The new 39.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, pushing for it.
So, but yeah, man. But I mean, I'm still thankful for, you know, for reasonably good health, man. Being in my right mind. And all that, man. So speaking of being in my right mind, I think after we finish this show, people are going to maybe think that I'm not in my right mind.
Uh-oh.
Because today's show is going to be called What Men Really Want. And in some cases, what we really don't want.
In general or from women?
From women.
Okay.
From women. Because, you know, we get a lot of requests about our relationship shows and stuff. Because, you know, we used to be kind of heavy with that. And we you know, moved away from it. But people are clamoring for it, man. So we back, about to talk some shit.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah, man. Let me go ahead and put the number out there. Let me go ahead and put the number out there so y'all already have it. You can program it while you're listening, man. 704-946-6060. 704-946-6060. Ladies, as you are getting pissed off, you can dial that number. We'll send me a text.
Yeah, I'm glad it goes to your phone.
Right.
It goes and not mine.
But you know what, though? The funny thing about it, though, bro, is that everybody, if you have listened to our podcast, you know that we are straight up pro-black women.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Anybody that's ever listened to our shows know that we're pro-black women. But
yeah.
But I feel like that, you know, we definitely, and you know, as men, that we kind of need to put some alternative ideas out there. You know, try to clear some things up and you know, speak a little bit more in depth about what men truly want, you know, from women. And, you know, we got a lot of motherfucking case studies that we can look at just on a personal basis from people that we know and from us personally. So we're definitely qualified to speak on the shit.
Yep. I would think so.
Yeah, we definitely qualified, man. So
qualified. Yes. Right. Yeah, that depends on the list.
We'll see. So I'm gonna let you go ahead and lead us off, man. We're gonna go ahead and I know you got some really, really thoughtful.
Why I gotta
things
lead off?
Just want to talk.
Why I gotta always lead off on that?
Well, I'll lead off, man. I'm gonna tackle this shit from the perspective of what men don't want, and I guess in turn, the opposite would be what we do want.
Right.
Okay. But I can only speak, well, I won't say I can only speak this way, but I want to speak on the things that we don't want so women can understand what you can bring to the table that will be
essentially what we do.
More appreciated. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
And the first thing, man, is one thing we don't want is stress and fucking chaos. We do not want this shit. We don't want it, man. We don't want it. We do not want somebody making our life harder. Because as black men and black women, we got different plights, but the same plight. I mean, it's hard enough being black in America. Like when you come home, you don't want to be dealing with somebody that really doesn't have their shit together. Somebody that's constantly frazzled. Somebody that's constantly enveloped in drama and incompleteness and, you know, somebody that's always exhausted from the drama that they create themselves.
Right.
You know, or somebody that wants to, that thrives only when there are dramatic situations around them.
Right.
Somebody that loves the dramatic attention. Somebody that, you know, lives off of the fact or let's just say enjoys the spotlight because having drama is the only time that they get attention.
Right.
You know, we don't want that shit. We don't want that shit at all.
Ever.
We do not want that shit at all. Life is stressful enough. And I know women like, well, we don't want that shit. Okay, I get that. Okay, I get that. You may not want that shit, but we're just talking strictly from a male perspective. I know that a lot of shit can go both ways. You don't have to say that shit. You don't have to write that shit. You don't have to text me that shit. Okay, I get it. But you doing that is a very thin argument. I'm about to tell you the whys and the hows behind that shit. So, again, if you do not have your life together, meaning that you cannot manage your everyday responsibilities. And I'm not just talking about financial responsibilities. I'm talking about managing your time wisely to get your shit done. Whether if you're, you know, a single mother and you're dating someone, you know, if you are having problems getting your life together because you're running all over the place with your, you know, with your kids and you can't seem to do this, you can't seem to do that, and you can't seem to do this. Okay, big fucking deal. That's not an exclusive club. You have to have your shit together. You have to have it together. If you want to actually be a compliment to somebody else, if you want to try to make time for someone else to be in your life, you have to have that time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that, yeah, it's hard being a mom. It's especially if you don't have someone living with you that is helping take care of the kids and things like that. So I guess I'm kind of speaking to the single mothers, you know, specifically at this particular point. Yeah, we know that shit is hard. I mean, and you do what you can, and most women are doing the absolute 100% best that they possibly fucking can, and I get that. Don't invite somebody into your life when you can't handle the basic shit of your own life yet. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Don't say that you're ready to have a relationship with a man or a woman for that matter, since we, you know, everybody's so fucking progressive.
Yeah.
Don't invite somebody into your life to share your life with where you don't really have the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, nobody wants to walk into a stressful situation where it's nothing but a bunch of fucking chaos and turmoil, you know, fractured schedules.
Right.
You know, broken appointments, no sleep, no time to, you know, to have a conversation, to get to know anybody, no texts, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't have a relationship with a person when you do not have your shit together.
And that's a great point, because I think it goes to setting priorities. You have to prioritize your life. If right. You know you don't have time for a man, you know, to and, you know, a man's going to have, everyone has expectations. If you're
right,
you know, you can't meet or exceed those expectations, just bow out.
And there's no shame in that. It's no shame just to say, right, you know what? I really don't have fucking time for a man right now. There's no shame in saying that, you know what? Having more than just casual encounters, because I'm going to assume, I mean, because I feel like that women are healthy sexual beings just like men are. And if you want to go somewhere and you want to get your swerve on and you just don't want to have any commitment, you want that Velcro love, you just don't want no attachments, no strings. Okay, fine, cool. You can do that shit too.
Velcro love. I'm going to have to steal that one.
Yeah, that's
yeah, I like that one. Velcro.
So if that's what you want, go get that, ladies. I mean, don't get me wrong. If you just want to have some casual encounters, I'm with that. Do that. Go do that shit. But I'm speaking of when you are thinking of inviting someone in to share the life that you have built. When you want to let somebody that, you know, within that last inner wall, if you will, you need to have your shit together. You need to have it together, because men do not want fucking chaos.
Right.
We don't want it. We do not want stress. We do not want to, especially, let's just put it like this. If I care about you and I'm really feeling you, I will help you manage your stress. I will take on some of your stress, but not right out the gate. If that's what you're presenting right out the gate, that shit is a no-no.
Right, right.
That shit is not, no. Fuck that. You know, that's a hard
pass. Talking about scaring brothers off.
That's a hard pass, bro.
Yeah, that's hard.
But if I'm feeling you and if we've grown and I understand your situation, you understand mine, maybe I can balance your shit out. Maybe I got resources and stuff that I can provide to you that can help you manage what you got going on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe I can get to know your children good enough to where I pick them up from school or something. You know, maybe if we progress that far.
Right.
You know, I mean, if there's some things that could go on there, but if you are putting that shit out in the beginning that you can't handle the shit that you in right now, we don't want to hear it. We don't even want to hit.
Yeah.
You know, unless you just saying, let's just hit. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. Then okay, then fine. But you know, most men ain't even gonna waste the time with this shit.
And that goes to us really wanting women to be truthful, straight up. And I know that sounds sort of cliche, or maybe it sounds like, yeah, who doesn't want somebody to be truthful? But like, really, like, if you don't have time for me, you know, just sort of piggyback on what you're saying, be upfront with that. Just really be upfront with whatever the things that you really want. Like, for instance, like for me, I like, you know, when a woman is aggressive and says, you know, I want kids one day, I want marriage one day. A lot of times women will not say certain things because
thinking they that's going to scare off.
Right.
But that's just not what scares us off.
You just be you.
Yeah, that's not
and
what scares
allow
us, off.
Yeah. Because you eventually, and I've said this on shows before, women eventually choose anyway.
Right.
So you be yourself. You say, hey, I'm going to lay these things out. This is who I am. Either I have time for you or I don't. Take it or leave me. And if I don't receive you, well, then you move on to the next one. Because that's what we do.
That's exactly
what we do. You know what I'm saying? So just be truthful up front. Be aggressive about who you are. And you'll feel more comfortable in your own skin as well. And you mentioned about balance, too. That's on my list of what I think men do want. If I may just overlap, because that was an important part. I have this thing about balance versus, people use the word compromise a lot. And I like to use the word balance. Balance to me means that I realize I have a certain set of abilities that maybe you don't. Like you know, that the woman doesn't. Maybe I'm more organized than she is. Maybe I can do certain things that she can, and vice versa. And so it just means that I'm it's like a seesaw. I'm going to pick up and balance where you are, and I don't have to like fret it. It's just, it is what it is. You know, if we live together and I'm the organized one and I need to clean up something, just clean it up. Like, I don't have to necessarily say, well, compromise basically says I'll do it if you do X. I'll do this, but you got to do that. It's like tit for tat. And for me, balance is just, I pick up for where, you know, I compensate for your losses, or for where, you know, you don't really come up to par. So I don't know. I think that's something that we need to sort of look at as, you know, when we look at relationships, is the balance piece, bro.
You're absolutely right, man. And, you know, one thing that I will add to that is, because I'm real big on men taking responsibility and shit too, man. It's like, when you are asking for that balance, and you're asking for, you know, if you want to call it balance or compromise, you have to be self-aware. You know, that's one thing that we have to bring to the table in order for us to ask for the things that we want. We have to be self-aware. And that is definitely our responsibility. And I would tell you this too, man. Another thing that we don't want, this social media shit, man, this is out of control. It's out of control.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you run down your phone battery because you're on social media, going live all the time, chronicling your life, and
that's not good. Yeah.
That shit is not, it's not healthy, man. It's not healthy. You know, I'm on social media a lot because I have businesses. You know, I got the podcast, got a clothing line.
Right.
My posts are rarely personal anymore.
Exactly.
because I'm just trying to have a, you know, trying to have more of a business presence. But whenever you are just on social media all the time and you're posting 5, 6, 7 times a day, you know, 1 minute you're inspirational, the next minute it's all doom and gloom. The next minute you're going live talking about this, and the next minute you're checking in here because you're doing this. You check pictures of your food. I mean, nobody gives a fuck. I mean, that's the bottom line. Nobody really gives a fuck. However, you start bringing that shit into your interpersonal relationship, it really affects how people look at you, because if it affects people, it affects the way people look at you, because if you don't have the emotional intelligence to understand that, hey, I'm in a situation where my time is important, and that time, if I'm looking to build a relationship, should be used to getting to know this particular person. The man that you're spending this time with is just looking at you like, man, she's a social media hoe.
Yeah.
That's all she want to do is be on social media. You know, and it's like, you know, men don't want women that cry for attention.
Yeah.
You know, that put their whole lives out on social media and things like that. That's not something that, number one, it's generally speaking not healthy. Number two, it's not something that's attractive within a relationship.
And number three, you're just thirsty.
And I know women that, well, men do this. Okay, yeah, okay, fine. I'll let you say that shit to yourself. Yeah. Okay. I mean, you know, that's not what we're talking about. You know, maybe we'll do a show, bring a woman on and say, hey, what women don't want.
Right, right.
Okay. I mean, we, you know, we'll balance that shit out. But right, yeah, now we're talking about what the fuck we want.
Yeah.
Okay. And what we don't want. We don't want no social media hoes, man.
Yeah.
It's the only way I can put it. You know, it's like you are so wrapped up in the attention that you get from social media that you don't really have the capacity to deal with the actual human face to face. You know what I'm saying? You talk about, oh, I posted this, yes. I mean, I don't give a fuck.
Can you imagine us having,
I don't give a fuck what you posted?
Social media growing up.
Dude.
I wouldn't want it.
I wouldn't be able to get a job.
You speak for a whole generation. You know what I'm saying, bro?
I mean, I'm just saying, but my point is it's like, man, I mean, nobody gives a fuck what you posted or what you, or what I posted a meme. Who gives a fuck?
By the minute, too.
I don't give a fuck.
I look at folks and be like, okay, we just saw you in the same outfit posing. Now you're in the bathroom pose. I mean, like, what are you trying to...
The shit is out of control, man. Yeah. It's out of control.
And it shows a lot of insecurities.
You talk about
insecurities with people, and that's usually what people's downfalls are. Is there, you know, that's a very big weakness.
Yeah, and you know, we're all flawed individuals in some aspect or another. But insecurity is not sexy at all.
And some people have, you know, they have certain events that happen in their life, and they don't know, they use social media as an outlet. I know someone who went through a tragedy, and that's how they sort of release, you know, a lot of tension, and, you know, they get a lot of stuff off of their chest.
I can feel that.
That way.
I started a blog when my mom died, man. I put it on social media.
Really?
So, yeah. So, So I can feel that.
Yeah.
I can feel that.
But for the individual who does not have that particular excuse or situation, rather, just cut it out. Just cut it out.
I'm inclined to agree, man, because the... Like I say, it really speaks to the instability of your mind and the fragility of your ego. You know, it's social media is turning us into people that don't know how to deal with others straight up.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, it's like social media is a clearinghouse to verify behaviors, which is so fucked up.
Yeah.
Because you think you know somebody because because you've seen what they post on social media. That's some crazy shit, man. I mean, dude, I'm going to give you an example. I have somebody that inboxes me constantly. I even have an assistant that responds to them. And they still send me pictures in my inbox. That comes off as crazy. My assistant says, hey, Mr. Livingston's messenger account is handled by his assistant. Is there a message that you would like to send? Still send me pictures. Crazy, right?
Crazy. Yeah.
And I have absolutely no interest.
Is that one of those, wait, there's more? I'm getting the popcorn out.
I mean, bruh, there's more crazy is what it is. What I'm saying is that's crazy.
Yeah, you open it.
It's like if you wouldn't do that, if you wouldn't be with me across the table at Ruth's Chris and pull your titties out, don't send them to me in my inbox.
Wow.
Unsolicited.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. This is what I'm saying. Social media makes you think that you know somebody more than
this is psychosis.
Right. It makes you think that you know somebody or you like take advantage of the comfort level that's perceived. That's not even really there. And also you fall into some of the false norms of what society has cultivated. As is like men want more sex, or all that we want is sex, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Right. And I know you have an idea in, you know, surrounding that particular notion.
About wanting sex?
Yeah. Like that's all we want.
Yeah. That's a myth. That's what we only want. That's
because it makes people they think we're sexually driven, so you can just do whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean,
it's crazy.
It's nuts. And, you know, sure, that's one of the things that we want. And nurturing, as I would say, as a theme, is something that we really want, is nurturing. It's not necessarily only sex. Nurturing is pretty much a well-rounded physical attention, food and comfort. It's the whole, it's like the, it's like the umbrella is what we want, is the whole nurturing. And we want, you spoke of it earlier, peace. We want P-E-A-C-E and P-I-E-C-E at home. We want peace and peace. You know what I'm saying? So that falls under that nurturing umbrella as well, as far as what we, some of the things we want. You know, it's the old cliche of, you know, you feed a man and you give him, you know what I'm saying? You give him some ass, you know, you keep him at home. Yeah, I mean, those are two great things, but it's other things that come with it that sort of seals the deal, that sort of makes a man say, hey, you know what? I'm good.
Right.
I'm not going to step out, or I want to spend more time with you. And I mean, it's real important, because, you know, as you get older, your values change, as you have children, you know, you're married, what have you, whatever your situation, the older you get, things change, man. You have to,
right,
you know, as you try to keep the communication rolling, that nurturing piece from a woman, man, because it's really,
you learn to value that.
Right.
It, you know, it's, you know, the funny thing about it, and I'm going to say a couple of things in response to what you're saying. Are you done, by the way?
No,
I don't want to cut you off. A couple of things surrounding that, man, is we've been socialized to the point to where men don't necessarily want to outwardly place value on the nurturing aspect of it, because you're considered as soft.
Or, I know it. Yeah.
You know, you can't be too emotional. And I always say, you know, I'm an emotional cat, man, but it's like a controlled rage to a point. But that nurturing thing is a big deal, because I mean, quite honestly, I am a mama's boy.
I was just, you know, about, what I'm saying? I was, I mean, just about to use that term.
I grew up.
Me too.
I grew up with a single mother. You know what I'm saying? I think I've said this before, but from 1990 until 2004, I think I saw my dad three times.
Okay.
Last time was in his casket.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, if there is a definition of a mama's boy, I am it.
And there's nothing wrong.
There's nothing wrong with it.
And some women appreciate it, but a lot of them don't. I would think, from a reputation standpoint, mm-hmm, like you said, it makes you maybe look soft or whatever. Right.
Now, I mean, I will say this, man. I mean, there are some shortcomings to, you know, I had to learn how to be a man on the fly. And I made a lot of mistakes in my choices of women, not really understanding what to look for, not having the prerequisite game, if you will, to be able to govern myself accordingly in relationships early on in my life. So,
right,
you know, there's some things that I missed out on, not having, you know, a strong male role model in my life. So, you know, with that being said, you know, I understand that. So when I was saying before that men need to be self-aware, I'm self-aware of the fact that, you know, that I had to, I can tell you every single freaking mistake I've ever made in a relationship with a woman. Every last one. I can tell you every single last one because I'm self-aware now. You know what I'm saying? I can look back and say, okay, yeah, that was some punk shit right here when I did this. This was some nigga shit when I did this.
You learned.
You know, this was just out and out dog shit when I did this. You see what I'm saying? Right. So, I mean, I have those flashpoints where I can say that and I can communicate that to, you know, to women if they ask. Which brings me to a couple of things I want to say real quick. Ladies, if a man can't tell you exactly what he's looking for, run. That's all I can say.
I second that.
Run. Because if he's not developed enough emotionally and intelligently to be able to articulate his thoughts and his feelings of what he wants to do in a relationship, what he can offer you, what he's expecting, what turns him on, what turns him off, run.
I agree. And you just said expecting.
Right.
That goes to expectations.
Expectations. Expectations. Yeah. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with saying, I want my woman to do this. I want my woman to do this.
Right.
I want my woman. There's nothing wrong with that. It's except for the fact when a man says, you better do this, or you better do this, or you mean, you know what I'm saying? There's a difference in delivery. Right. You know, you'll know if you're dealing with some punk shit or not. But I'm saying if he can't reasonably articulate himself to let you know his vulnerabilities and what his emotional trigger points are, what he really likes to see, what he really likes to feel, then, you know, that's not somebody that's grown. That's not somebody that is smart enough to be in your presence. And speaking of being smart, men, what we don't want is a dumb woman. I'm telling you, man, we do not want a dumb woman. You have to be intelligent. Dude, let me tell you, I have met some straight up dimes in my life. You know what I'm saying? I've had some of the most beautiful women in the world in my life.
Yeah.
At least in my eyes.
Right, right.
If you ain't got a brain, I can't fuck with you. I can't fuck with you. It's as simple as that, man. I need to be able
to. That's a hard pill to swallow, though.
I'm telling you, I agree. You could be fine as hell, but if you dumb, you're dumb. And I can't even, and my whole thing is this, man. And I'm gonna be real brief, man. It's intelligence is a long-term asset. Intelligence is like buying that blue chip stock before it becomes a blue chip.
It's like buying Google when it came out. You know?
Exactly. That's exactly my point.
Yeah.
Because you have to be able to support me in whatever endeavor that I have. I need to be able to throw stuff up against you to see if it sticks. You know, it needs to be able to pass your smell test, if you will. You need to be able to like, hold up, baby. That shit don't really sound right. Are you sure you going to do this? What about this? What about this? What about this?
Yeah.
I need to have somebody that has the same, not necessarily the same thought processes, but have the same thought capacity, the same reasoning capacity. And that's why it has to be more than just social media. It has to be more than just your bundles. It's got to be more than just your nails and you know, and shit like that. It's got to be more than just your fashion over jeans.
Yeah, you got to be of the same.
It's got to be more than shit. It's got to be more than that. It's got to be more than that. And I know that, you know, the younger generation is, that's the kind of shit that they're built on, man. And I feel sorry for y'all motherfuckers, man. I really do.
Yeah.
I really do. Yeah. But this particular podcast is for people that are seriously wanting to engage in meaningful conversation when it comes to developing a relationship. This is for women who come across men that may be really serious about settling down and building, not necessarily even really getting married, but just getting to know you on a more thorough basis. So number one, take that social media shit out of your vernacular. Who gives a fuck about what you post, about your philosophies and memes and shit like that? I know that's part of our, it's part of our society now, but when you talk about your relationship and shit, you got to eliminate that shit from your relationship altogether.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if women, if you posting pictures with half naked all the time,
it might
look good. I mean, that shit look good, but I mean, you got to think about the mental obstacle course that people are trying to have to go through to really find out what's really you and what's really not you. It shouldn't really matter. Let's just say that. You should be able to put your titties out on social media if you want to without backlash. You really should be able to. But that's not the world that we live in.
Right.
And if you're trying to get in an interpersonal relationship, you need to understand that somebody's going to look at that and they're going to have questions about that. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be whether or not you should or shouldn't. It's why. what is it about you that makes you put your titties out there on social media? I mean, this is a real
freaking me.
And my whole thing is this, bro. I'm not pulling this shit out of my ass. You and I both know that there's people that think like this.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this shit? You know what I'm saying? Can I trust
attention,
you?
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Can I trust you? What kind of person are you really? Why aren't you thinking this shit through?
About attention.
Right.
And it lets you know what type of men that they really trying to get too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But then complain they can't get a good one when get mad when a dude be like, yeah, I just want to feel your titty.
Right, right. Here comes the Me Too movement, you know, after that. So that's a whole nother argument.
But again, like I said, I mean, men really want the things that we're talking about, man. I mean, it's we're really, and I hate to say it, we're really simple. You know, we're really simple. And that's why I say, man, I got a saying, man, the hoes be winning. Hoes be winning. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, a true professional will learn what men want. You know what I'm saying? And if you game, and when I say hoes, I mean women that just run game. I'm not talking about promiscuity.
Right.
I'm just talking about women that mess with men for financial gain. I'm not talking about, you know, getting a swerve on because you like sexual activity. That's not what I'm talking about. Right. I'm talking about business transactions is what I'm talking about.
There we go.
But women are able to extract money from men because they know men. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
And I say that comment to say that women get to know the man that you're actually interested in. You'll be able to get things from him. I'm not talking about financial. I'm talking about the emotional and mindful things that we're talking about. We talk about the nurturing and the truthfulness and things like that. You'll get to learn the inner workings of what your man thinks about if you take the time to listen to the things that we're trying to tell you. That's what we're talking about. And you can go out there and be a hoe. Be a hoe. Do you.
If that's you,
ain't no judgment over here. You know it ain't no judgment over here.
Yeah, I mean, if that's you, be you. But don't expect
the finer points of the relationship and complain about this shit when you owe it.
If you putting out Budweiser, don't expect, you know what I'm saying, top shelf.
Right. Don't expect Don P.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, it's reciprocation, right? What you put out, you get back. So goes back to expectations, bro. But those some good point.
Yeah, but in the meantime, man, if you are putting titties out on social media, at Old Man Fresh. I'm just playing, man. I'm just playing. Unless you go.
But you already put it out.
Unless you go do it. But no, seriously though. I mean, you know, this message is for people that are serious about engaging in long-term meaningful relationships. Cause we told you guys in the beginning that, you know, we're, you know, pro-black love and pro-black nuclear family, things of that nature. I mean, this is what we're speaking to. We, you know, we're clowning and shit and we're saying shit, but if you're thinking about being in a meaningful relationship with another black person, this is who this particular message is for. So that's what we're talking about. All bullshit aside. But man, that's going to be it for today, man. We just want to drop that real quick because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that wonder, like, why can't I get a man? And sometimes you just really got to ask the right question. You got to put in the work. Ask men, what do you really want? What the fuck do you really want, dude?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Women, ask that question. What the fuck do you really want? And if you get a vibe from a dude and he can't really articulate what he really wants, like I said, run.
Yeah. And ask questions.
Right.
Ask questions.
Ask questions.
Because I was reading, it was a book I was reading, and it said, you should never be in a relationship and look back and say, I did not know. You think about that. I did not know you were incarcerated. I did not know you have two kids.
Right.
Like, do your homework per se. I think women, they pull credit and shit now. You know,
exactly. Brothers, I'm telling you, man, women be on that shit, bro.
But yeah, I mean, just,
hey, but men,
just ask
hey,
questions, man.
A message for the brothers, man. Do not be a buster and ask a woman, why are you single? That is some of the dumbest shit.
Maybe that's a pickup line.
No, I don't know, bro. But that's some of the dumbest shit that you can say. Because anything that you can find out about why she's single should come up in conversation. You know what I'm saying? You can find out pretty much by engaging in a meaningful conversation as to why somebody is single. Because you're going to find out everything that we've talked about, whether or not they're smart, intelligent, nurturing. You're going to find that shit out. You know what I'm saying? And it really pisses women off. Why are you single? What the fuck you think I'm single? Let's talk about it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, and women the same thing. Don't ask a man why he's single. Don't ask somebody, well, why did you break up with your last woman? That to me, that's just like, you know, because he asked dumbass questions like that. That's why. You know, it doesn't really matter. It really doesn't. Unless you say
that might have a very profound answer.
It's not a day one question though.
Oh yeah, not day one.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's not a day one question. Okay. Once you get to know somebody, you can kind of pick up on those things. And honestly, man, I mean, to be really 100, most people volunteer that information after you get to know them.
Right.
They start opening up. You don't have to extract that information off the rip. You don't have to come in asking that, why are you single? What happened in your last relationship? See, that's the shit that social media fucks up. It kind of puts people in the express lane of relationships. It makes you think that you got something that you really don't have. Makes you think that you know somebody when you really don't know them. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm talking about, man. And so, but ladies, ask meaningful questions. And you'll find that if a man can't articulate himself, man, you don't really want to fuck with him.
Yeah.
You really don't. I mean, that's coming from a man. If a dude can't tell you, because the coldest shit that the dude can tell you is like, what do you want out of this? And if a dude says, well, you know, right now, it'd be good to have some casual encounters from time to time. That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that he's not a good dude.
Right.
Absolutely does not mean that he's a good dude, but it means that he's honest as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Right now, he just wants to casually meet, whatever that entails.
That's what Andre 3000 said. That lets me know what you... What does he say? That lets me know what you want out of life.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with trying to casually, you know, have casual encounters with each other and shit like that. You got to be on that same wavelength. And like I said, that's some real shit. If a dude tells you that shit, to me, that's a positive sign. Because that means that he's not afraid.
He's comfortable.
He's comfortable in his skin. Yeah. And he's not afraid to watch you walk away.
Yeah, right.
Because most women be like, well, no, I ain't down with that shit. Let me move on.
Nice meeting you, sister.
Exactly. You know, exactly. So, I mean, if, you know, we got some dogs out here, man. And they'll say, oh, I want to do this. I want to have a family. I want to. Whatever. Maybe so. But if a dude really tells you, you know, it'd be nice to have, you know, to have some casual encounters with you. That's actually worth it. You know, if you don't want to get up off some butt, okay, fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to. But what I'm saying is understand the bigger meaning behind somebody being that upfront with you.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Understand the meaning, you know, what it means, the fact that somebody can be that straight up with you. Because a dude can say anything to you. But just to say, you know what? I just want to be casual. That's some real shit.
Yeah. And if y'all both want the same thing, that's even better. It is what it is.
Because it can evolve into something different. You know what I mean? Dude, a lot of dudes, man, meet women to be like, man, I never thought that I would be marrying this chick. But she did this, she did this, she did this, did this over the course of time.
Yep.
Not through Facebook, not through Instagram, but over the course of time of being together.
Organically.
And that's what it's about, man. So it starts with truth. All right, man, that's going to be the show for today then, man. You got anything else to add?
No, I'm good, bro.
All right, man. Well, I will tell everybody that in addition to Apple Podcasts, the podcast is now available on Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, CastBox, Podbean, and Urban Beats 2 Internet Radio. We got some more outlets coming in the future. Also, there's going to be some special announcements coming up with some partners that we're actually developing relationships with. So be on the lookout for that. You can also connect with us on our social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at ICBW Podcast. That's at ICBW Podcast. Be sure to like, comment, follow, subscribe, and all that. You can also check us out on our website at ICBWpodcast.com. Go ahead and order you some new shirts, man. I need you to order about 30 or 40 of them joints. The design is hot. You know it's hot. It's up on the page. All sizes. Got it in gray. Got it in black. Sizes up to 4X.
Yeah, if you need more than the 4X.
Damn. Yeah, that screen gonna look real small on that 4X. But I'm just saying, we got you though, man. 4X, we got you. Straight up. Real shit. So like I said, man, don't be a buster, man. Buy about 30 or 40 in them joints, man. We appreciate you in advance.
Be good, be safe, and behave, brother.
And we out.
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't bout it. Reflection and introspect, make sure that you come correct, and you should probably hurry, it gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't bout it. Reflection and introspect, make sure that you come correct, and you should hurry up, it might get crowded. Bring a friend with you. Expression reds, their curators are cool. The culture and consciousness brought directly to you. Tune in every week for the newest of new and occasional politics as it pertains to you. Divergent point of views make for a whole picture, and we suggest you get your money up and take the shit with you. Ain't no fountain to you, but it's a secret elixir to ensure the black man as a permanent fixture. Standing here in America behind enemy lines, where more often than not my skin's considered a crime. Cops kill us daily and will never do time, while a crooked ass just decides to fate for mine. One day at a time is what my mama would say, and since mama said living ain't no time to play, and since I got a little game, I'ma give it away. But let's start the show before I get carried away. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't bout it. Reflection and introspect, make sure that you come correct, and you should probably hurry, it gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't bout it. Reflection and introspect, make sure that you come correct, and you should hurry up, it might get crowded. Bring a friend with you.
You just tuned in to I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It, hosted by Fresh and Reg. Holla back next week.